I'm Steve Miller reporting. More protests are expected on Tuesday along the Gaza border with Israel after the United States opened its embassy in Jerusalem. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
Monday was the deadliest day of cross-border violence in Gaza since a 2014 war with Israel. Israeli forces killed at least 58 Palestinians and wounded more than 2,700. Some countries, including U.S. allies France and Britain, called for restraint on Israel's part to curb the bloodshed. A White House spokesman on Monday said the responsibility for Monday's deaths in Gaza rests squarely with Hamas. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
A new fissure has opened as the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island continues to erupt. The 19th fissure opened in the Lanipuna Gardens subdivision, an area that has previously been evacuated. Janet Babb, a geologist with the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory, says they are concerned about rocks tumbling into the volcano's lava pool.
The concern is there are rock falls that happen in this conduit, and if the rocks fall in and create a plug, then the system can become pressurized and we could have a steam-driven explosion, something we call in geology a phreatic explosion.
Civil defense officials warned of volcanic gas emissions and active eruptions with the new fissure. Afghan forces say they have pushed back the Taliban as reports said heavy fighting continued in Farah City. An army spokesman said the fighting broke out in the pre-dawn hours of Tuesday after Taliban fighters attacked from the north and reached within 3 kilometers of the center of the province. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. George Soros's Open Society Foundation will close its office in Budapest and move to Berlin.